brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're already into hour number two. You will want to join me in hour number three. We're going to play the Michael Moore clips saying that your money, anybody's money out there, is a natural national resource owned by the government. That's who will distribute it to themselves. The fools in the streets will only get small, paltry chicken feed amounts of it. But it's more sophisticated than that. The big banksters that Michael Moore pointed out that have been robbing us are robbing us. And he says, well, there's 400 people that have as much wealth as half the rest of the other country. 400 people have as much wealth as 50% of the people. But he's not telling you that the other group in there, that from that 50% up to that one half of 1% has more wealth than those other groups together. It's that big, fat middle class there that's really being targeted by the banksters. The banksters destroy the economy by design. They bring in the crisis. They offer the solution with the government employees and people on government contracts. And then they come in and rob what's left of the middle class and transfer most of it offshore but give chicken feed to their own minions. That's what Michael Moore isn't explaining, and I'm going to go over it all in detail in the next hour after Dr. Nick Begich leaves us. In other news here today, boy, I tell you, we're going to have to get Lindsey Williams back on this week because I know Jaron gets excited to hear that. He loves Lindsey. You ever heard the Lindsey Williams when we got him on Opie and Anthony show? Now, that was entertaining. But seriously, it's the information he has, a little bit of gallows humor there. Saudi Arabia's Day of Rage lures record bets on $200 oil chart of the day. And Bloomberg is reporting that June delivery is now looking like it could be $200 a barrel. So we're going to be breaking that down as well coming up the third hour. Man, I wish we were wrong. We just keep being right over and over again. Wait till I cover the checkmate, the super endgame. Why the globalists? One reason they're so arrogant in the next segment. Mind control through the television. And not the old-fashioned ways they've been mind controlling with the propaganda and the disinfo. No. Through the wavelengths itself, through the electromagnetic energy, through your eyes programming the brain that way. But options traders are betting more than ever that crude oil is heading to $200 a barrel, as some websites call for the Day of Rage in Saudi Arabia and anti-government protests spread in the Middle East, North Africa. Remember, he kept saying that they were going to overthrow Saudi Arabia or try, and that oil production will be cut. And they said it isn't war coming in the Middle East, it's upheaval, it's turmoil. That was in October. In fact, we ought to go back to that October interview with Williams. We need some interns for, but we could do it too. Or listeners out there ought to go into that October interview and excise out the clips and say, Lindsey Williams predicts in October what's now happening. We could post it. We just don't have he's on record, though. We wrote articles about it at the time. That stuff's all up on the Alex Jones channel at YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all there. I'm going to cover that, too, next hour because we've also got this headline, Forbes: Will oil spike lead to QE3? That's more global dollar devaluation. This has all been engineered. And you get folks up here, Lord love them, like Max Kaiser and others, who go, well, I've been in the streets. The people really don't like their government. Yeah, Max, we understand that. We understand that. We understand they're mad and that part of the revolution is real. There's a bigger picture here, okay? And it's engineered, okay? What that former head of one of the big three oil companies told Lindsey Williams, and I know the guy's name, what he told him 4.5 months ago is happening to the letter. Ignore it at your own risk. Dr. Nick Begich coming up with the key intel.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to Dr. Nick Begich with about as important on information as you can cover. And this information is about as important as it can get, dealing with mind control. So we're going to be talking to him in just a moment. Speaking of Dr. Nick Begich, even when he's on with us, I don't even plug the fact that we carry all of his books and videos at discounted prices at Infowars.com. Not only do you get important information, but your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials also supports the different researchers that are out there and Infowars.com. Angels Don't Play This Harp, Advances in Tesla Technology, Dr. Nick Begich, excellent book, updated. Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control or Tools for Peak Performance. It's a double-edged sword. The globalists want to use it to actually reduce performance because they're threatened by free humanity. That's available at Infowars.com. Harp, the update. Angels Still Don't Play This Harp. Great documentary, DVD. And Mind Control, The Brave New World or Enhancing Human Performance. That on DVD as well. So basically film versions, but updated of those two books. All very scholarly, very well footnoted and documented in your face with Dr. Nick Begich. All of that available at Infowars.com. Also a great new film by G. Edward Griffin, and that's What in the World Are They Spraying? This is available at Infowars.com right now. The new book that you can only get at InfoWars.com, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. It starts shipping, in 12 days? So if you want to be the first to get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and support folks like Mark Dice and independent researchers, maybe you already know all about the Big Brother control grid. You probably will learn some stuff, but your friends and family and neighbors, it's a good chance we'll read something with a handsome cover like this that has a good boil down on the back, and then you can wake them up. You know, knowing this information is only the beginning. You've got to pass it on. You've got to have that burning desire to get the job done. Also, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy, dealing with the banksters and what they've engineered in our society and solutions to counter it. All those poor union people up there protesting, they have no idea what's happening. This is austerity. This is where everything is cut to pay it to the bankers. The Republicans up there, they have no idea what's happening. We're going to explain that coming up in the third hour today, how they need to shift their paradigm and see the big picture. So that is coming up. But again, The Secrets of Oz, available at InfoWars.com, and then other great films that we carry and that we've also produced. Films, of course, like Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, Endgame, Terror Storm, all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or, excuse me, 78760. That is correct. Okay, let me just kind of reset here for a moment, because when I get into a subject this big and this important, I really want to be on, I really want to be focused, and I want people to understand this is not hyperbole. Okay? Just like 15 years ago, I was sent secret documents from a nurse in San Antonio about all babies at birth having their blood taken and put in a secret global database for bioweapons development, drug development, you name it, race-specific bioweapon development. And I covered these secret documents on air, and then families began to sue in the last decade and won suits in Minnesota, Texas, and other areas. Every time I did research, it was my listeners suing, because they'd go to the hospital, they'd watch them take the blood, they'd tell them no, they'd still do it, and they caught them. Now it's admitted, secret global database upkept by the Pentagon in the U.S., race-specific bioweapon research, you name it. People couldn't believe me for 15 years, even though I had the documents. It's kind of like 1996. The Telecommunications Act said all cell phones will be tracked in real time. The government can dial in and listen to you without your phone even being on. This was under federal law for the regulations. Now it's mainstream news. People go, oh, yeah, everybody knows that. They don't want you knowing about this until it's already in place. Now, Dr. Nick Begich was on with us a few months ago, and he said, Alex, he said, you're focusing so much on sodium fluoride, which lowers IQ and causes degeneration of the bones and causes lowering IQ. Sure, that's important. You're focusing on mercury, lead, things like that. He said the real issue is, and what I see most of the globalist interest is psychotronic, electronic, wavelengths, light. And since I had him on, and I've done a lot of research on it as well, and we're going to go to the doctor here in a moment, I've seen all these mainstream news articles about U.S. patent 6506148, nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields for monitors. We know there's the propaganda on TV. We know that there's the flicker rate that puts you in a dream state, highly suggestible. But this is more than that. And literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of patents dealing with this, and DARPA in the mainstream news and the Baltimore Sun saying, oh, we're testing towers to calm you during emergencies. So there's this coming out of this. Ceiling lights in Minnesota send coded internet data. Flicker rate. Well, your eyes are just like an infrared collector. In fact, they pick up part of that spectrum. It can program the brain. The data down power lines, which they now admit will control your thermostat, your refrigerator. They're invading through everything. They're way ahead of us technologically. This is why they're so arrogant. And reading these patents, it says they can physiologically change you, including hurting you, potentially triggering heart attacks, you name it, through the television. So the point is, we're going to look at the systems that can be used to attack us with Dr. Nick Begich of EarthPulse.com, the eldest son of the late United States Congressman from Alaska, Nick Begich Sr. If I go over Dr. Begich's whole bio, we'll be here for hours. His brother is a U.S. Senator, obviously Senator Begich. But he's really a leading expert. He's been an expert speaker before the EU Parliament. The list goes on and on. Let me just shift gears now to Dr. Begich. I did that long intro so folks could know where we're going with this. And I understand you don't want to scare people. You want to empower them with this info. But if people aren't even aware of it, I don't even see it as scaring. If I can tell somebody, hey, don't jump off that cliff, you might get hurt, that's not fear. I'm telling them what's happening. I want folks to become aware of this. And your deep research into the patents and things that we know are clearly being covertly rolled out and tested. Dr. Begich, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. It's always great to be with you. You know that patent that you just cited, and it came out of a recent press report. Actually, I quoted the exact same patent back in 2006 in the book Controlling the Human Mind, and it's our footnote number 86, and it's actually clustered around a whole series of patents that deal with this same situation. Let me just read some of the names of the patents, which make sense for folks, and will actually draw out some of the information. One of them is a human auditory system responses to modulated electromagnetic fields. We have another one that's listed that's an apparatus and method for remotely monitoring and altering brain waves. Another one, multi-channel brain signal amplifying and digitizing system, so that you could actually, you know, pick a signal out and transfer it through a computer system. But there's a series of them. There's dozens of them quoted in that book and footnoted there. And the reason we wrote this was this we consider to be the most significant issue facing the 21st century. I mean, when you think about whether it's light emitted from a television set, by modulating or pulsing that light in a very specific way, you can create all kinds of physiological coupling, not just with the nervous system, but then affecting the entire system, whether you're targeting the brain or just creating a situation of hyper-relaxation so that when the normal propaganda through advertising or news reports or what have you, it actually integrates at a much, much deeper level than most people realize. You know, you think about your wife hollering at you when you're watching a television show and you're totally oblivious, or you talking to your kids and they absolutely do not register in their consciousness anything you're saying. They're actually in a very light, trance-like state, and they are literally not watching the program. They are the program. And that's the important direction in which technologies change. There's another article that we quote from the U.S. Army War College, and it's in their quarterly called Perimeters. The article was called The Mind Has No Firewalls, and it was written back in the late 90s. But we quote that frequently because what it says is that any electromagnetic carrier, whether it's the radio or TV networks or even the electromagnetic grid that surrounds all of us, or cell phone towers or any of these things, can carry a signal, can modulate a sort of a secondary signal that the body will recognize or the mind will recognize depending on how that's tuned. And literally, think of the human body as a very, very finely engineered electromagnetic circuit that can be manipulated in the same way as other less sophisticated man-made electromagnetic circuits. And the difference is our level of knowledge and technology is allowing us to couple with the human body in a much, much different way and a much higher resolution where much more is possible. And that's why this is such a critical issue, not from the standpoint of fear, but if we don't have knowledge, when we start to see the effects of this, and I think we already are in many, many ways, it won't be understandable. It won't make sense. But in the context of technology, it all makes sense.
Well, look, 20 years ago, I'd go out to the countryside and wouldn't feel relieved. When I get away from cell phones and get out in the middle of nowhere, I feel like a human being again. And there's no doubt, in fact, I have the documents, they're testing all of this on us. And now under the cybersecurity, homeland security takeover of all telecommunications, they're putting their equipment in to push carrier waves over the top of it. And that's why they're so arrogant. The general public is in a mind control trance right now. We're trying to break
Don't
you out.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, Dr. Nick Begich is our guest. Dr. Begich, They have the EAS emergency alert system over all radio and TV. The president's announced he's going to start making announcements on those, announcements on 9,000 telescreens at the Walmarts and other locations where you've got to look at the message when you're in the checkout line. You've got to look at the Jumbotron. And the studies show that now within seconds, you can become mesmerized by TV with these messages. The whole world is being turned basically into a Times Square system. The license plates are going to switch to digital. California is announcing with messages there, little TV screens. You can see this control grid they're putting in. And reading these patents, they can not just make you suggestible or submissive. They can make you angry. They can make you, they can modulate it. And they can go in and trigger brainwaves. It looks like this says, and actually kill you deader than a hammer if they want to, doctor.
Right. They can actually modify signals to target any system of the body, not just the brain. They can target any of the vital organs using modulated signals. They can attack specific cells, in particular, trigger certain effects elementally within the body that can cause overloading, cause the body to malfunction and essentially shut down.
Cell phones, they admit, increase brain activity now.
Right, right. You know, this is, again, any physiological effect, FDA is supposed to be controlling that. And here, finally, after, a decade or more, I think we published our first article on cell phones in Explore magazine back in 1998, and never changed our opinion, and quite frankly, time has proven, when you look at our work over the last 15 years, everything we suggested has come to pass in terms of how the technology evolved and how it would be used against us. This area in particular, in fact, the military Air Force Research Lab refers to this whole area as controlled effects, the idea of being able to overload all of the sensory systems so that you can create complete sort of holographic experiences. That's the target of that article. And it was the front page story in Technology Horizons back in June of 2004. And it was by the Electromagnetic Directorate of the Air Force. Most folks don't even know there is such an organization.
And as you've noticed, because you say, look, chemicals are important, but Alex, most of the funding is the electromagnetic.
Right.
This, we don't know all the secrets. We know enough, but we know they're spending the big money on this.
Right. Well, actually, there's quite a bit. You know, we had, I posted on our website a number of DARPA overheads that they used in some various presentations on creating interactions and coupling with the human nervous system, the very stuff of the article that you just quoted and the patent you quoted earlier. And this stuff put out by DARPA, I think, goes back to 2002, 2003 vintage.
Yeah, I remember them in the Baltimore Sun saying, we're testing towers in Baltimore. It's no big deal to calm you in emergencies.
Right. Now, remember, it was just a few weeks ago, there was another article that was even, I think, more important in this sense is, it talked about our PSYOPs operatives in Afghanistan targeting U.S. congressional people that were out there touring the battlefield to get them to be more convinced.
Yes.
That, larger troops were, allocations were needed and so on. Well, they didn't describe exactly what they used, but this technology, literally getting it in their heads, is exactly what you would use. In fact, when we presented a version of this technology to the European Parliament back in 1998, they recognized who would be the first targets, our leadership, because if you can preempt or co-opt leadership in some way, the rest of the population generally just...
Yeah, that's the key here. Governments are obsessed with this because they know how important it is.
Right, and it's not just our government. I mean, the Chinese have spent just as much money when you consider purchasing power, maybe more than we have, because, you know, people forget this. Everyone laughs about, oh, the Chinese don't spend any money on this stuff, $60 billion a year, $70 billion a year in military. What's that? Well, go see what you buy for that kind of money in China for $2 an hour and a bowl of rice.
Well, they don't have as much fraud either because they have a ruling class that already runs it all.
Well, that's true, and the solution, you know, for them is about 15 cents, I think, in the equivalent, you know, and it's a bullet behind the back of the head. But the point of the matter is, these technologies are not that complicated. So much so that other sophisticated societies can't create them. In fact, when you look at centralized societies like China, which takes its brightest and smartest and allocates them into these kinds of projects, that's where the danger lies.
Well, it's the danger of the military-industrial complex and its undue dangerous influence. And Eisenhower went on to say, run by a technocratic elite, a technological, technocratic elite. Stay there. Dr. Nick Baggett's long segment coming up. Let's keep rolling with this and how we counter it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Can run on for a long time.
Dr. Nick Baggage is our guest. I hope you're listening to us very carefully because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of patents dealing with electromagnetic mind control. I have personally only had time to read hundreds. Years ago, 12, 14 years ago, I'd have Dr. Nick Baggage on about it. He's written books on the subject, available at Infowars.com. He has made films on the subject, Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. The issue here is, it's just like geoengineering. We know it's going on, they deny it, and then now they suddenly declassify a bunch of it. They admit it's going on, they don't declassify the entire program. And they tell people in USA Today, yes, we're mixing stuff with the jet fuel and spraying, but that part's secret, and it's to keep you safe from the end of the earth because of global warming. I mean, what are they doing for 39 years in a global secret program taking blood from all babies at birth in every nation controlled by the globalist? I mean, what is going on? There's this fake world we live in, and then there's the technocratic world that they've really designed. We're in this controlled reservation. And yes, these technologies could empower us. I'm not an anti-technology troglodyte here. I think it's great they can got systems now that are very expensive. That's why the globalists want to have socialized health care so you can't get it. They're now saying, oh, the case for killing Granny, we can hire 20 teachers if we kill Granny. They socialize things so they can then sell you on destroying others to get something so they can play us off against each other. Not some type of utopian socialism. But the issue I'm getting here is with miniaturization, with technology, with all of this, this is all going to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper for all of us. The globalists want to put in a global dictatorship before that happens, clamp down on the technology the general public can get, sequester it in technological reservations, corporations, universities, and government, and only allow a select few to have it. And in all their internal writings, the stuff that's even public but not widely distributed, they talk about, we can't let the public know what we've got. Do we just entertain them and try to sterilize as many as we can, or we just go ahead and do the right thing and wipe these people out? That's what Bill Joy talks about in Wired Magazine, owner of Sun Microsystems. That's what Ted Turner, Prince Philip, that's why they're so arrogant. And I've talked to elitists off record, and they say, Alex, people go, well, tell us who they are. If I told you on record, they never talk to me again. But they're on record, many of them writing, saying, look, the people, this is all admitted and they don't care. They deserve to die. Well, I don't deserve to die. And the globalists say, well, then you should join us. Well, number one, you're a bunch of backstabbing scum. I will not join in what you're doing. But the issue is, Dr. Begich, here's my way of putting it. If you take wild pigs or wild deer or wild horses or wild bovine, wild cows, wild whatever the case is, or domesticated, and you put a poison in the water that they can even taste, but it's the only water, they're going to go and they're going to drink it, and even as the cows and pigs die, they're still so stupid, they go and they drink it. Homo sapiens sapiens is the only creature on this planet that we know of, that, well, actually some insects would not drink it. It's funny, some of the lower animals, but then honeybees do. They're more like humans. They'll still eat the BT corn and die, but other animals won't. But it's like they've poisoned the well. They're turning up the ambient background noise of this system. They're rolling all of this out against us. I see it triggering. I see it happening. I see the bone cancer exploding from the fluoride, the brain cancer emitted from the cell phones in that exact area where you hold the phone, the brain waves changing, the IQs dropping, the globalists giggling and snickering as they do this. I mean, they're soft killing us now, getting us into a catatonic mind control state, so when they really roll out the mass plagues and start killing the majority of us, the public will watch their glowing telescreens. At that point, they'll flip on the high-powered stuff to just sit there in your house and wait for help as they fly over with airplanes pumping the bioweapon out. I mean, I could see their plan as clear as I saw them blowing those towers up 2 months before that happened. I see this plan coming in the next decade or so if we don't get the word out, Dr. Begich. I know I'm ranting. I want to hold you a little bit in the next hour if you can, because I'm ranting. You've got all the knowledge on this. But every bone in my body, every cell in my gut, everything in the pit of my stomach, my soul tells me, and I have the evidence, as you said, most of this is public, that they've already rolled this out against us. Tell us what they've got. What are your ideas to counter it? Do we try to get companies up to start scanning the TVs and things for these fields, studying carrier waves? Do companies come out with filters you put on your TV? How do we stop the fluorescent light bulbs that they're trying to force us to take, which they admit they're going to use to flicker control us? You notice in government buildings is where they're starting with their own minions.
Right. You know, this is all, as you say, it is being rolled out. It's being used. There's very little technology that we're protected from. The idea of building filters or creating systems that would not allow this is something that actually did come up. It came up by some of the originators of the technology back in the 80s to screen out signals from our adversaries, but in so doing, we screen out our own, because it doesn't matter who's sending the signal. The signal structure has to be the same in order to create the same biological or physiological or mental effects.
So how do they stop blowback?
Well, that is the problem, and I don't think they can. I think this technology is out of the can and advancing fast enough and furiously enough where there's enough independent work that ultimately it's a question of how much are they going to tell us and how much danger are our own systems in. Because I can tell you that every system that we have that could be effectively used as a carrier can be used by both commercial interests, governmental interests. It's not so much worrying about just some big brother with the command and control of huge technology. It's gotten flatter, meaning more and more access to these kinds of systems. The flip side is this, is that in all of the research that I've done on this subject, the one thing that the military and other researchers discovered is a bit about the human potential, or what they now call anomalous human capabilities. These things that never they could explain, you know, mental telepathy. How does that work? Well, now they're actually developing systems to synthesize it, because they have figured out how that works. Thinking about some of the bizarre things that were relegated to the paranormal or to the religious experiences of people, there are physiological explanations.
Meanwhile, the globalists tell the public none of this exists because they want you to be psychically or spiritually blind.
Right.
Meanwhile, they've quantified it in tens of thousands of studies. Everybody's got it. Some people got a lot of it. They've tried to develop psychic boosters, all of that.
Right, but we all have all of this latent capacity. It's our creative birthright. You know, we're created, I believe, in the image of a creator, and science is proving more and more that human beings are much more than we have ever thought about in terms of being just some...
But the globalists know that. That's why everything they do is trying to suppress human potential.
That's right. And the easiest and the most effective actually is through fear and worry, because if you look at an EEG, the mapping of the brain, actively engaged in fear or worry or these kinds of emotions, you get incoherent brain patterns, the kind that don't line up with this higher-ordered experiential thinking and more intellectual thinking. When you get whole-brain coherence, where both hemispheres of the brain work together, they say that you can hit an ultimate unlimited IQ if you can achieve that. And there are technologies that are advancing that allow us to achieve that. And when you start to think about what our potentials are and heading in that direction, scares the hell out of elitists from the standpoint that what do you do with billions of self-actualized, fully engaged humans on a planet like this? You unmask the deceit, you unmask the fear, and you liberate the human consciousness is what happens. The exact opposite of what established orders in the world today would like to see happen. And that is what needs to happen, and I believe that is the coming evolution of humankind. We are going to experience that in the 21st century. Either it's going to be stripped from us by an elitist, controlled, and directed society, or we're going to liberate ourselves and recognize what we are, and our science is going to support that and allow us to advance to that level that I think we are all destined to move towards. I really believe that, and I think this generation, we can shake off the fear, but, man, it's going to be a rocky road over the next few years, and we have to be vigilant, have to stay calm, and we have to stay directed.
Well, that's my point here, is that I don't come at this from a position of fear.
Right.
I come at it from a position of extreme action and resistance.
Right.
But when I'm at home or researching, I'm very calm. My mind is focused. I have complete maps with the integrated information I have of basically enemy operations. But then verbally, it's so hard to articulate the full connections, the clarity.
Right.
You can see the sophisticated enemy operations. Years after I've already envisioned something, I can read declassified globalist handbooks, you name it. It's word for word what I've already envision, because humans are so similar, they're just working from a position of using it for bad. I've been able to see how they're using it and hopefully trying to change it. But I found, though, the reason my show's successful is that for people who are in a mind-controlled state, people who are totally locked in, for whatever reason, you talk to most people, of anybody out there,
yep,
they'll say, who woke you up? It's Alex Jones.
Yep.
And I think it's because I am intellectual, I'm intelligent, probably not as intelligent as somebody like yourself, but I'm also have that primitive drive and an instinctive level. The biggest mind controller out there is the truth. People
right.
go with that. They can feel the instinctive tribal truth of what I'm saying. And so I'm able to do the initial phase of getting people broken out of their trance, so that not through fear, but by saying, hey, your house is on fire. That's not fear.
No.
We need to do something about that. How do you quantify what I'm trying to say there?
Well, you know, I think that's exactly right on target, because it's the you know, if you think about all the things that have ever altered our course in life, I mean, you can think about everyone who has a little gray hair can identify with this. It's usually during the traumas, during the shocks, during the wake-up calls that it's very rarely through those high emotional states when everything's running well. The same is true here. I think that all of us, by delivering information, it does shock the consciousness, and it should, because it should awaken people to the possibilities of what's out there. But then quickly moving from there to saying, all right, now that we know something, we're not powerless anymore.
And it's taken that first step and having that resolve. Right. When you start having little successes, little Trentons, then you can win the bigger wars.
Right. That's exactly it. You know, and I'll tell you where it's really important, because I you've led an activist life, and I have too, and we watched a lot of our friends and colleagues fall by the wayside when they succumb and let fear overtake them. And it is one step at a time. You know, we each have a sphere of influence out there, all of us do, and if we execute against that, whether it's talking to our friends or families, whether it's this issue or another issue, engage the world around us in a positive way about what we're passionate about, and that passion will carry us forward in a much more positive way. And when it gets too overwhelming, back off. Maybe it's a burden for your partner to carry. You know, not everyone has to carry it all. And there's a lot of us out there. There's what I believe the most powerful source of solution here is what I call the organic internet. That's you and me, ladies and gentlemen. And we already are connected. We're connected by the human spirit, something no one else can interfere with. In the profound ways they can with all of our other man-made systems. The fact is, we are in a unique club on the planet. We don't have to wait for leadership to arise. It already has. It's in each one of our created souls. We just have to begin.
But the globalists sell the lie of an Arnold Schwarzenegger, a man on a white horse, fixing everything so that people feel inadequate and small. Madison Avenue's first tool, they admit, is to make you feel inadequate so they can sell you their crutches. The truth is, you're not inadequate. You're not an underachiever. You have incredible power, but realize it's Rome wasn't built in a day. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Start little. So many activists overthink it. In my 16-year battle, we've had devastating effects on the globalist by empowering people. It's our listeners are the real power
That's
of this
right.
show. It's the
That's
same
right.
thing with your 20 years of fighting Dr. Begich. I mean, it's had just unbelievable effects.
Well, and you know, a lot of them you don't even plan for, and that's the beauty of it all. Some of the things that people have equated as small have actually been the most important things that have happened to us. I mean, we had a guy in a mailroom once that reached out to a publisher in Germany, that reached out and touched somebody in the right political place, and that chain of events started with just someone doing something, allowed us to get this issue in front of eventually the European Parliament. I can trace it back to one event that somebody said was small, and it reminded me of the story of the widow's mite, and many will remember that. You know, this is the person that gave what they had towards the effort they were engaged in, and what happened, it was so much bigger than the wealth of so many others. And that's how we have to look at our individual actions. What we do does indeed matter, and there are no small things. And, you know, in all of this, the idea of controlling the mind, that's where it starts, by us choosing where we're headed and begin to map our strategy of getting there. And that's
well, instead of being intimidated by knowing this is rolling out, be glad that Dr. Begich is there to warn you. Be glad we're here. Now warn others. Don't just stop there, but also realize, why do they want to put something this draconian in? Because they're scared of you. Because
that's
you've
right.
got a chance to beat them. Because
that's
you got
right.
power.
That's exactly it. And it is that realization. All the work I've done in researching the mind effects, that conclusion that military and intelligence communities reach that, wow, if people knew how to do this stuff, we'd really be in trouble. And they would be. Because a fully actualized population that understands what each of us is capable of changes the playing field dramatically. And that's where we're at. And that's this generation's choices will determine whether we live in a free and liberated society in terms of our basic human rights, or whether we're trampled on in an increasingly technocratic slavery. And that's what I see. And it's not a question of speculation. It's based on really firm research. In the books that we've written, over 1,600 sources were oversight. And these aren't conversations in a closet. These are mainstream, first-rate sources that people can look at and evaluate. And the flip side of this is there are some really incredible technologies that are advancing that will change the way in which we look at the human body and human consciousness, the way we heal the body for many.
Well, that's why the globalists, as you are in a race to clamp all this down under this global dictatorship so they don't have to give us all of this.
That's
We've
right.
almost reached the point where they're not going to be in control.
You know, and that's exactly it, because it doesn't take, and this is the other realization, it doesn't take that many. It doesn't take the 50% plus one to change the dynamic. Every major social, economic, political, scientific change that ever occurred on the planet started with one or two people just seeing it a little differently. And there are way, way more than that seeing it a little bit differently these days. And I think that's where in the great hope lies. You know, what people are rebelling around the world in right now is not just, economics. It's about corruption. It's about liberty. It's about choosing self-determination, even though it may not line up with exactly what we think is the right way.
They're rebelling against arrogance in government, the overall darkness of it, as the system tries to sell classical tyranny all over the planet as if it's good. They're trying to rebrand it and psychologically break our will. I see it backfiring. Dr. Begich, stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The mess up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train.
Dr. Baggins will be with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the whole left-right issue in Wisconsin, the beginning of austerity. We laid it all out. We know how it's going to unfold. The globalists are going to play the government workers and other union workers off against what's left of the free market population, having us fight with each other instead of looking at the big mega banks that have already sucked this country and countless other nations dry over and over again. See, Michael Moore says, oh, the big banks are corrupt. We need to get the money. It's a national resource, but they're going to get our money and transfer it to the bankers. Why do you think Hollywood finances him? Why do you think he's worth hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars? He's a cold-blooded operative who knows full well what he's doing. So does Glenn Beck. And I'm going to break all this down coming up. Okay, if you really want to know. And by the way, there's these conservatives out there when the liberals, they're not even liberals, are saying, you don't have a right to your own money, which means you're a slave. And the guy's like, well, you don't make anything of value. And they go, well, what do you do? And the guy's a defense contractor. He's on the government feed as well, which is what Eisenhower warned about. It's a tiny group running it all. This is not a free market. But Dr. Begich is with us for about 20 more minutes now. Dr. Begich, we've talked about some of the negative, some of the positive, but let's go through some more patents, some more systems of mind control, the carrier waves on cell phones, the coupling with the eyes and the television set, what's going on, how they can manipulate other psychotronic ways they're controlling us.
Well, if you think about modulating a signal on television, let me just explain a couple of simple ways that works. Basically, the light emitted from a TV, if you go into a dark room and you look at the white wall behind you, don't look at the TV, look at where it's projecting, and you'll see the light flicker. You know, you'll notice that. If you can maintain a specific pulse rate for just a few seconds, 10, 15 seconds, the brain will begin to follow that. It's called a frequency following response. And whether it's coming in through the optic nerve, through the eye by the flicker of the light, or you can do it through sound by engineering sound in a very specific way, you can create the same kind of effect. You can also do it with electromagnetic currents or electromagnetic fields that you're in close proximity to. But what happens is the brain locks onto that external signal and begins to mirror it. And so you can actually put someone in either a highly agitated state if you chose to, maybe right before the broadcast news where you're going to indict a certain political group or a certain faction of our community against one another, and all of a sudden you've got all this anger being directed at, you know, maybe a situation normally you wouldn't direct it at all. Or even more simply, putting you in a more passive, almost a trance-like state where you can then deliver information, just deliver the news, just deliver the commercial, just deliver the soap opera, whatever it is that you're being programmed with, because the mind will absorb that and literally accept the programming. And that is what you're doing. You know, it's almost humorous if you think about it. You're watching the program, you talk about programming routinely when you talk about television, but you never really think about the fact that you are being programmed. You know, my wife and I are raising our grandchild, and I joke about a little bit, you know, because the messaging that you give a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old is essentially human programming. It's based on your emotions and your delivery and how you do it. But we do it as parents. We do it as grandparents. We do it all the time. But when it's done to us in a way that's engineered for a result, is that manipulation? Is that persuasion?
No, it's slavery. And there's one thing with ancient human instincts that's our base programming to pass on what's common sense and good for us. The globalists are giving us artificial programming covertly to hurt us, and it's absolutely criminal. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.